Wonderful blessing that the Lord's given us to see the kingdom and enjoy the benefits of His kingdom that He set up in the world, not of the world, but in the world. We have a wonderful God that loved us. He takes care of us. He fights our battles. He's a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of compassion. And He gives us everything we stand in need of throughout our lifetime. We depend upon Him, and we know that without Him we are nothing and less than nothing. And we've been talking about faith, hope, and charity, and the Spirit, and the love that God has had for us all the days of our life. And while we live in this present world, Peter tells us to live godly and soberly and righteous in this present world. And as children of God, that's the way we can do it, because He blesses us with every spiritual blessing in His church. And this is His bride right out here in front of me today, the ones called out from this world and made alive to the life of holiness. He's given you His Holy Spirit, and that Spirit is something that we always will need. And that Spirit gives us faith that we can praise the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind, and that we'll be able to love one another, because God, wherewith His great love, He loved you even when you were dead in your sin. Aren't you glad you have a God that has all power? We don't have to depend on man for nothing. I know we have a livelihood here that we have to work out that God's worked in and given us grace sufficient to go through this world. But if it wasn't for His grace, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
Amen.
And certainly we'll not see tomorrow without His grace. He says, today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart as in the day of the provocation, when the brethren in that land and time, the Hebrew children, were persecuted. The Jewish nation, the chosen nation of God, were granted all the privileges of the law. And certainly that law could not redeem them. And it did not redeem them, but it was good for what it was for, and it was to take care of them in that time. And the Lord Jesus Christ come and not only fulfill that law, He done away with the law, because He sent His Son into this world to fulfill that law, and He fulfilled it to a jot and a tittle. And today we have the representation of the Holy God that came and sent His Son into the world to redeem us. He took away that sin. And He saved us from, as the brother said this morning, from eternal damnation. And Lord, have mercy. I'm so glad that we have a God in our life today. Because we didn't, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't even have a desire to be here in this place today. And we have a message of salvation from God that we should think about the things that the Spirit tells us to do. And we've been talking about the Spirit a lot this weekend, and about God, the Holy Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And John here tells us, I'll read a little bit in the first epistle of 1 John here. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. What is that word of life? That's our holy God of heaven. That's our His precious Son all rolled up into one. That's the word of life. For the life was manifested, made known, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That eternal life is manifested in our walks today because we use that eternal spirit, that life-giving blood that Jesus shed for us to make us alive in Christ. We were dead sinners at one time, but now we're alive sinners. We're made alive by the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity, the triune God. The Holy Spirit is what we depend on today. And I'll talk about that Spirit in just a minute. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that ye also may fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Today, that's what our fellowship is, with the Son and Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. Amen. And certainly with each other, because we are made heirs and joint heirs of the promises of God. We're made alive to the holiness of God. We see through a glass darkly in this time, but one day we'll see face to face. We'll know Him, and we'll be known as we're known. But today, we only see God through a Holy Spirit. That third person in the Trinity, we can only see Him through the eyes of faith. We don't have spiritual eyes to see Him in this time world. But we will see Him with these spiritual eyes one day. And we'll look on Him and He'll be glorified in us. And certainly He glorified you and I when He went to that cross. He made sure that we would go to that heavenly home because He made choice of us. We have nothing to do with our eternal life and never will have anything to do with our eternal life. But when that gift is given you, it says to lay hold on eternal life. And when we lay hold on it and we do the things that's pleasing to God and we work out that salvation that He's worked in, we'll have joy and peace while we live in this world. Amen. Sure, there's going to be people threatening us. They threaten Jesus. When He come here, Herod, you know, he was seeking His life at the very first. Tell me where He is, where I can go kill Him, as basically is what he was saying. And there was many Herods. But, you know, he had to flee into the land of Egypt there to hide for a long time because Herod was having all the 2-year-olds and under killed. But he just didn't know how powerful Jesus was. And you know, Herod is like the Caesars. That wasn't the name of a man, but that was a title. And the Caesars there was a lot of them that reigned, and there was a lot of Herods that reigned in that day, and they were all after Jesus Christ, but they couldn't kill Him, brother. Yeah, there wasn't no way they could kill Him because He was God, and He said, I am God, and besides me there's not another. I do my pleasure in the inhabitants of the earth and heaven, and none can stay my hand. He's going to do His pleasure because His pleasure is His children. His pleasure is His bride. His pleasure are you. You're the one that pleases God because He chose you out of all the people of this world. You were special people. You were a people that He loved more than He loved anybody else. You know, when people say, well, God didn't hate anybody, but the Bible certainly tells you He did hate somebody. And God, that's His choice. And His will be done regardless of what you and I think. He said, Jacob have I loved. And Jacob was His anointed chosen one. And He said, Esau have I hated. And Esau, he didn't hate like we hate, but he hated Esau, and he just didn't give him the blessing. He gave Jacob the blessing, and Jacob was a lot of his inheritance. And Jacob inherited that glorious faith that God has given us. He inherited that, and we are Jacobites right here. We're Adam multiplied, but we're Jacobites in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're given that sweet hope through grace that we'll live with Him in heaven immortal glory one day. He said, love not the world, neither the things of that that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. Brothers and sisters, there's none of that stuff from the Father. It's all from this world that we live in, Adam's world. Adam was transgressed God's law, and he took the punishment for it. He took the fall, and you and I today are part of Adam multiplied, but we are born again by the Holy Spirit, and we belong to God from the foundation of the world. He chose us, and we're His, and He won't lose us. He's promised us that. And I'm telling you, that Spirit, He sends that Spirit today to comfort us. That's our comforter, brother. And it certainly it comforts me. And we'll turn over here then. And chapter 4 of 1 John, it says, Beloved. That's talking about His children. We're beloved, brethren. He loved us special. We're beloved. I don't know what that word means exactly, but I know it's precious. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. It's precious to Him. We're precious this morning. This afternoon, we're jewels. We have the crown of glory. God is our glory, and we're His glory. He said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be. They are of God, because many false prophets were gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Certainly, we realize that we believe because of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is what is our comforter, and He's one that comes and comforts our heart every day. And we look to that Holy Spirit for that comfort. And He said, and every spirit that confesses not now that Jesus is Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, wherefore, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. Many Antichrists in the world trying to deceive God's true children, the one that was called in the election of grace before the foundation of the world. He made that covenant with His people before they've existed. And that covenant today is to, as those commandments were given back then in the Mosaic law, they were given, but they're just as binding today as they were back in the law, or the day of the law when they were binding to those people. But you know, they put heavy burdens on them. They couldn't keep those commandments, and they kept adding, and it would put heavy burdens on them. They could not bear those burdens. But the Lord gave them rest. He had that cloud by fire to protect, had that cloud to protect them from danger. Today, He has that cloud and that fire to protect us from danger. You know, it's the same. There's no changing in God. He protects His people wherever they are. You and I can't protect each other in some manners, but we can help out sometime, and we can show our love for our brother, and that's the protection that we have from God, to show our love. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, the brother said today. His commandments are not grievous. He said, come ye, all of ye. He's talking about all of His children to come. If you labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, you, and learn of me, for I am the meek and lowly Lamb of God, and ye shall find rest. No doubt we're going to find that rest, and that rest is in the church of the living God. That rest is here while we live in this earth. One day we're going to rest completely in the love of God. We'll be with Him, and we'll be like Him, and we'll be complete, and we'll be satisfied. But until that day comes, we get a little bit of satisfaction here. We get a little bit of joy. David said, Lord, he didn't lose his salvation. He said, but Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. He already had that salvation, and you and I got it. But it gets so weak sometimes that we don't trust in the Lord like we should. And He said to try these spirits to see if they'll be of God, or see if they'll be of the devil, or see if they'll be of man, or see if whatever. These spirits try them, because Antichrist is already in the world, and he's already trying to deceive God's true people. And certainly we hope in this very day that we're true to God as we can be, because we wouldn't have an option of the Spirit to be here today if we wasn't trying to be true to our Savior and glorify Him first and foremost. And if we do that, we're going to have joy and peace while we live in this world. But we're going to have trials also, because we're sinners like everybody else. We're still sinners, but He saved the ones that He chose to save, and He didn't have no obligation to save them, brother, because we all were dead alien sinners, and we were without hope. But thanks be unto God that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to save us from our sins. That was His purpose. And we're still sinners, but we're going to sin and come short of the glory every day. I cannot get away with this sin in my body. I cannot take it away. Only Christ can. And certainly we know one day it'll be taken away when the last day shall come, and this body dies from this world. It's gonna go back to Christ, but it will be resurrected one day. But the soul and spirit will go back to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave it. And certainly you and I will have home in heaven, regardless of how we act or what we do here in this life. Our home's still in heaven. If so be we be a child of God, born of the heavenly spirit, we're going to be in heaven. We no doubt about that. But we, while we live in this world, we want to try the best way we know how to serve a true and living God. He said, hereby we know ye the spirit of Christ. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come into the is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and it's already in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Aren't you glad that he's in here, he's in here, he's in you, brother, the hope of glory. Thanks be unto God. We have a God that dwells in these earthen vessels. This is the temple of God. You're supposed to honor this temple. You're supposed to take care of this temple. It's in a body here. It's in a human body. And he came as verily God and verily man. He came in a human body and was born of the Holy Spirit, just like we were. He was brought there, but he was perfect, and we're not perfect. Because, you know, we got our blood's polluted with sin. We're not perfect, but Jesus never had any polluted blood. He was a perfect God. He came here. If he hadn't have been perfect, we'd all been lost. We would have. We would have been lost. And if he hadn't shed that perfect blood that cleaned us up from our sin, we would have been lost. And certainly we're so thankful for that. And we know today when we come into his kingdom and we serve him to the best of our ability in the kingdom, he's going to bless us, brother. He blesses me every day to get up and walk around and breathe. He blesses me to go and visit people. And I'm so thankful that I believe that I am a child of God today. I'm a child of the heavenly King. Not for something that I've done good or ever will do good, but I'm a child of the heavenly King because he made me that child. He gave me eternal life. It was free of charge. He paid the sin debt for me. He hung on that tree. He paid the precious price and shed his blood. That there he atoned for my sins, and that atonement was one of the greatest and most great acts that the Lord had ever done. I mean, that was a very, to lay down his life for his friend. He said, yeah, they took his life. The Lord, the Father turned his back on him, but he actually laid his life down. He had power to take it up and to raise it up, and he had power to lay it down. And he laid down his life for you and I. And when he hung on that cross, our salvation was complete, brother. He didn't have to die again. He went one time to that cross and forever perfected them that were sanctified. That simply means those that were chosen, that he set apart to be his children, call them out of darkness into his marvelous light, and give them grace sufficient to get through this world. We have that grace in our heart, and we have that love because God has placed that love. And that's what we hear about all the time when we hear people say, well, all you talk about is the good things of God. I said, he ain't nothing bad about him. I tell you what, he's a good God, and he's a gracious God, and he loved the people before they ever existed, and he chose them. Not a lot of people don't believe in election, but it teaches it all throughout the Bible. They want to tear that out of the Bible because they don't want to believe in election. They believe that everybody is going to heaven. Well, it's not. It tells you in the Bible they're not, because God didn't die for everybody. He didn't love everybody, and he didn't die for everybody. And certainly, he's going to care the ones that he chose, and they're going to be in heaven. And when the last heir of promise is born into this world, and God declares that time shall be no more, that time will be at an end with us. It's at an end when we die, because our sin's out of the body and our body's in the grave. But that time, that day, you know, my brother talks about sometime to me, he said, I hope that I live long enough to be in the rapture. I said, well, you ain't got no guarantees in this life. I said, you could get killed by a car, you know, and all. But things, you know, people think silly things like that. But, you know, it would be nice to be able to be raptured right on up, but from the earth. It would be, but, you know, that's not our call. That's not our call. That's God's call. And because he called us out of nature's darkness into his marvelous light, we're able to see a little bit about the Spirit today. That Spirit is in us, the Spirit of the Christ Jesus, and He lifts us up above the cares of this world from time to time. Aren't you glad that you have somebody to lift you up? You have the Holy Spirit, and it's within you. He placed it in your heart. He wrote His laws in your mind. He gave you comfort in this world. He gives you comfort as you travel through this low ground of sin and sorrow. But you've got to realize, even though God's done all of this for you, you're still a sinner. And you have a choice to sin and not to sin, in a sense, because He's give you enough. He says, "My grace is sufficient." He told Paul, He said it was sufficient. So therefore, we don't have to worry about God's grace being able to succor that's tempted. In other words, we're tempted. God knows how to take care of that. He said, "I will not allow that to cause you trouble. I will not put on you a burden that you can't bear." He's given us a strength to bear our burdens because we're made in His image. And He made us in His image, and therefore He loved us with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, He has drawn us. He's brought us to the banqueting house. It says somewhere in the Bible, "Trust in the Lord and commit yourself to the Lord, and you shall have rest." And certainly our commitment is to Him because He's the great God of heaven. He chose those that He pleased, and He has mercy on who He pleases, and He has favors on who he pleases to. So we know we have a God that loved us, and He commanded us to follow Him, and "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am the meek and lowly Lamb of God, and ye shall find rest to your soul." And He says here, "They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." That's how we recognize it. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." See, when you love like the true love you have for your brother or sister, your wife, your children, whatever, that's of God, every bit of it. You as a human being cannot manufacture that love. That's a love that passes all understanding. You can't manufacture that love. Our love for each other is a lot different from God's love for us. It's just like night and day. But our love for our brother, He said, I believe Brother John and I was talking about, He said, Lord told those men that, you know, they did some things for Him. He said, "Lord, when did we do this?" He said, "When we did it to the least of the little ones." Exactly. We talked about that. I feel to be the least of the little ones, and I hope you do this moment, this evening, because that's when God blesses you the most, when you're humble. If you're lifted up, He don't bless you. He blesses you if you're humble. More so because if you're lifted up, you're gonna be abased. The Lord's gonna bring you down. Just don't get way on top because He's gonna bring you down. And He certainly did, and He certainly does, and you and I know that we have this sin in us. And He said, "Lay aside this sin, those weights that's easily beset it, and run with patience the race that's set before you, ever looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith." The brother said this morning, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death. He was made a little lower than angels. The Father turned His back on Him for a few moments. He hung on that cross, shed His precious blood for His people, and every drop of it was perfect, and every drop of it reached the all the way around, the hinder sea, the former sea. He put our sins away in the land of forgiveness, never to be remembered against us no more forever. Yes, we sinners, but our sins have been taken care of. Every sin that you have committed in this life, a lot of people don't like to hear me say this, but this is true. You were born a sinner, you're going to die a sinner, but you're going to be raised incorruptible. And you're going to be like Jesus in that final day. You'll be caught up with being the heir, as the brother said yesterday. But we're sinners in this life. By nature, we sin. And we do things that God's not pleased with. And certainly that's not going to cause us to go to that bad place that they was talked about, hell, this morning. Because He saved us from that when He hung on that cross. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. And He also saved us from that place that's burning with fire, where there'll be gnashing of teeth and They're going to be running to the mountains and all that. That teaches in the Bible. I believe that's the ungodly. I believe that's the ones that's going to flee because they were warned, like in Noah's day. They were warned many years, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and so he was saved. That ark was a saving. I believe that ark kind of represents the kingdom of God and the church kingdom, because we are saved in here by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Amen. And our eternal salvations come direct from God, and this salvation comes through the Holy Spirit that we have here. The joy of it comes through that Holy Spirit. But the true and living God is the same. He's yesterday, today, and forever. There's no change in Him. But we change every day. One day's same. The day's different. And every day's different with us because of our humanity. Yeah. It's different. But our spirit is the same. Same inner man right here. You just have to feed that spirit with the Word of God. And this Word is holy. This Word is precious. It's like food from heaven. Manna from heaven. And that manna was given those children there when they're begging, you know, Lord. Moses, why did you bring us out here to perish and die? And they begged for manna. The Lord, He was long-suffering with them, and He gave them everything they stood in need of. He was that bread from heaven, and He's that bread from heaven that cometh down today that gives us that life that we have to love Him and cherish Him all the days of our life while we're in this world. And I thank you for your kind attention. Y'all pray for me and pray for Brother Stan as he come forward, that the Lord open up the windows of heaven and that he will be able to give us some message of salvation.
Amen.